Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The United Party for National Development has reiterated its firm commitment to fostering sustainable economic growth in Zambia. A total of 19 community projects have been approved for implementation in Nalolo. In international news, the United Nations top court has sided with Equatorial Guinea in a row with Gabon over three islands in potentially oil-rich waters. And in sports news, former Orlando Pirates striker Gabadinho Mhango is set for Gallant's departure.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Mulenga. The United Party for National Development, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe, has reiterated the party's firm commitment to fostering sustainable economic growth and creating a conducive environment for investment in Zambia, as well as enhancing trade relations in the region. Speaking when he paid a courtesy call on Zambia's acting High Commissioner to South Africa, Inonge Mwenya, Mr. Simoe has emphasized government's dedication to advancing policies that drive economic development, improve infrastructure, and expand opportunities for both local and foreign investors. He highlighted key milestones that have been achieved under the new Dawn government, such as the free education policy, revamped mining activities, agricultural development, and the boosting of productivity for food security and for exports. Mr. Regional Trade Trajectory has increased under President Hakainde Hichilema's regime due to initiatives to relax visa conditions. He further expressed gratitude to Ms. Mwenya for her time and reaffirmed the importance of strengthening Zambia-South Africa bilateral relations to unlock new trade and investment opportunities for Zambia. This is contained in a statement issued by Tamara Nyirenda, First Secretary of Press and Public Relations at the Zambia High Commission. In a separate development, a youth activist, Anthony Ndlovu, has termed as a positive move the recent realization of youth in taking up leadership positions. Mr. Ndlovu has since urged youths to understand the national youth policy and the government system as they take interest in leadership positions. He said leadership should come with true intentions of serving the interests of the people and the need to respect leaders who are already in office. Mr. Ndlovu said youths are the future leaders of tomorrow. Now is the time for them to take up the mantle of leadership. He further encouraged veteran politicians to offer advice to future leaders of the country on how to govern.
We can confidently say that young people have realized that it is high time they take up leadership positions, and it is a good thing in line with the national youth policy, which encourages the same, who are introspect ourselves and understand the system that we are getting into. This should be something which should come with true intention of serving the interest of the people. Therefore, we should make sure that we are there for the people, and we understand, we respect people who are there, who are holding different positions, and learn from them. Because they always say that imiti kula empanga. I think even the other generation, they have realized also that the imiti kula that we used to call, they are now ready to take up these positions.
In another development, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, MLGRD, has approved a total of 19 community projects valued at 17.7 million kwacha for implementation in Nalolo District using the 2025 Enhanced Community Development Fund, CDF. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the ministry has also approved a total of 954,637 kwacha under the 2025 CDF disaster component to go towards the construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Namawunga Primary School. He further said the ministry has approved a total of 3.2 million kwacha allocated towards the procurement of fuel and other lubricants to rehabilitate selected feeder roads in Nalolo District. He explained that the community projects were submitted to the Provincial Local Government Office, PLGO, for approval in accordance with Section 25, Subsection 1 of the CDF Act No. 1 of 2024.
Among the community projects to be done this year include construction of classroom blocks, maternity annexes, procurement of medical equipment for completed health facilities, construction of new clinics equipped with solar power system, water recirculation systems, and procurement of desks. Western Province Local Government Officer Nixon Nkwapu has since directed the local authority to ensure a monitoring and evaluation program is formulated to ensure timely decisions are made. Mr. Nkwapu has also urged the council to adhere to the Bill of Quantities and submit project implementation reports to the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Provincial Local Government Office, the Office of the Member of Parliament and other key stakeholders. He has also urged the local authority to expedite and increase community sensitization on CDF to increase the uptake of the fund.
In another development, the Department of Immigration says it is not responsible for the delays in study permit processing reported by Eden University students. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga explained that there is no backlog on their side as all applications are processed promptly. Mr. Nshinga added that delays are due to Eden University not submitting applications on time for students who choose the institution to apply on their behalf. He since advised students to apply directly via the department's e-services platform to avoid such delays. Mr. Nshinga has further urged the public to avoid blaming the department and seek accurate information.
The Department of Immigration is aware through media reports of the ongoing protests by international students at Eden University. These protests are reportedly in response to what the students describe as delays in the processing of their study permits. We wish to categorically state that the Department of Immigration is not responsible for the reported delays being experienced. There appears to be a misconception among some members of the public suggesting that the department has a role to play in the current situation at the institution. We find it necessary to clarify the matter and dispel any misinformation. Foreign students applying for study permits have two clear options. They may either submit their applications individually via their personal user accounts on our e-services platform or opt to have the learning institution apply on their behalf through the institution's user account. The Department of Immigration has no backlog of pending study permit applications. We process such applications promptly and efficiently. Our findings suggest that the delays being reported are specific to those students who opted to have Eden University submit applications on their behalf.
In international news, the United Nations top court has sided with Equatorial Guinea in a row with Gabon over three islands in potentially oil-rich waters. The two Central African countries have been arguing over the isles Konga, Banier and Cocotero since the early 1970s. The islands are virtually inhabited but are in the maritime zone, though thought to contain significant oil deposits. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, ruled that Equatorial Guinea's claim based on a 1900 treaty dividing up French and Spanish colonial assets should be honored. The court dismissed Gabon's central argument that a more recent treaty, the 1974 Bata Convention, has switched the island's sovereignty in its favor. In a final and binding ruling, the ICJ said Konga, Banin, and Cocotero were held by Spain and then passed to its former colony, Equatorial Guinea, at independence in 1968. Still in international news, the French judicial prosecutors have stopped investigations into the widow of former Rwandan president, Juvenal Habyarimana, over claims that she was involved in various atrocities during the 1994 genocide. Agathe Habyarimana, the widow of Rwandan former president, has been under investigation in France since 2008 for her alleged involvement in genocide and crimes against humanity. The French National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office, PNAT, has submitted an appeal in March to formally charge Agathe as part of an ongoing inquiry into her suspected role in the 1994 Tutsi genocide. Now 82-year-old Agathe Kazinga Habyarimana has been accused for years of being a key member of the Akazu, the inner circle of Hutu power believed to have planned the genocide. She has consistently denied these claims. She was evacuated to Europe with her family on April 9, 1994, at the request of French President Francois Mitterrand, a close associate of her husband. Since 1998, she has resided in France without legal status.